With the family farms in the 1960s and 70s being of a small size, maybe 70 acres in total, there wasn't enough income generated to provide for family members, and I had to look for outside work as well as helping on the family farm. That is how I got into hop grading. In the hop growing system, you have the grower who talks to the hop factor who talks to the merchant, and the merchant who talks to the brewer. But the merchant also talks to the hop factor to make sure that he can get his hops each year to supply the brewer. Botanics as a company now fulfills all roles. We can now source from the growers the varieties that a brewer requires and convert them into the product that the brewer feels most at home using. As a grader, one has to know what type of hop and what character a brewer is looking for in his purchases. When the hops come into the showroom for grading, I have to assess what leaf and stem there is in there, any disease, but the most critical part is to assess the aroma which the brewer is most reliant on. This is done by first taking a small sample of the square cut sample, placing in the centre of your hand, looking at it to assess the quality of it, and then grinding it between the palms of your hand into a powder. From this, you can place your nose into there and take in the aromas that come from the hop. When you grind the hops in your hand, the aromas that come off are sort of a marmalade, fruity, jammy aroma. With other varieties, they can be very bland. This happens when the hops are harvested. As you can be aware, some of the hops have to be harvested too early in order to catch the last hops in the right condition. Therefore, the earlier hops have less aroma than the later picked hops. With some buyers, they purely buy on their eye. They look at the hop sample and think, that looks nice, that's very green, very pretty, I'll buy that. Others are more intense on the aroma, and they're not worried about the appearance of the hop, purely on the aroma characteristics that come in grinding the hops in the palm of your hand.